Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Another head hangs lowly, child is slowly taken. And the violence caused such silence, who are we mistaken? But you see, it's not me, it's not my family. In your head, they are fighting with their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns. In your head, they are crying.
In your head, zombie, what's in your head, zombie, ooh. Whoa, ha, 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 whoa, ha, 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 whoa, ha, ha, whoa, ha, ha, whoa, ha, 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 ha.
Whoa, ha, ha, whoa, ha, 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 whoa, ha, whoa, ha, whoa, ha, whoa, ha, ha. Can I just ask you what the fuck that whale noise was you made? Ooh, what was that?
I was trying to identify, you know, with the whale community.
No, nigga, no, that's appropriation.
The aquatic, no, the aquatic whale community.
Oh my god!
You know, I'm
supporting
our whales.
Weaver.
I'm supporting our whales. Bring back Ooh. Our whales.
I was like, I don't remember that part of the song. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
I was doing it for the whale community.
Oh, my god. Oh, I hate it.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Blackest Show About Nothing. It's Jaden XD.
That's the whale noise.
Yeah. I speak like Dory and Utica Queen.
Is that your AKA this week?
Well, no. And I speak well. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? How y'all living? This is premiere week for us. Oh, you know, tomorrow is our big day.
Nigga, you gotta introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm XD. I'm, you know, the darkie on the cover.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay. I'm Jade.
Remember, I said that ironically. Oh. Fine.
That's all right. I can call myself all kinds of things that are yeah. just as offensive. Maybe. I don't know. Octoroon. Yeah. I don't know. Does yeah. that fall? Yeah. Does that fall in the same? Grandma Lotto. Abuelato. That's what I would call it.
Yeah, Abuelato.
Abuelato. Who this nigga? That is ignorant, nigga. That's Ooh. Ignorant, nigga.
Yes. Ignorant. Okay.
Oh shit.
Oh my gosh. But yes, we have a live show tomorrow. That's our first foray where you guys can see our film project, the Jade and XD Variety Show. You can join us 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
Please Google what that is for your specific time zone. Shout out to the person who followed us in Central African time. It was 2 a.m. here. I was like, ooh, bitch, wait, I don't know. Now I'm curious. So I Google, and it happens to be 2 a.m. Central African time. And I
Can
was
you
like,
tell me
you
what
know,
time the show is in Swedish time? I'm like, bitch, I don't know.
Whatever 9 hours. Listen, I was curious because I'm like, well, you know, what time is it in Central African time? I don't know.
Add the six, so, take away the three, and add.
You see, it's too much. And then, you know, they use 24 hours because the Americans, fuck ass, we have to use the imperial
right,
system.
Nigga, y'all use the four numbers. We use three. Sometimes four. So.
Yeah, like, we're non-committal.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But yes, Google wherever that is. I didn't have a problem searching for that. It was just like, you know, I don't know. But if it comes in the middle of the night, your time, don't worry. It will be re-uploaded for you to see next day.
But if you can make it to the live of it, do that mm-hmm. because we're going to have a live Q&A. And just a really fun sit down with Char and Dr. John Paul. So it's going to be a really good time. So if you all can make the live event, definitely make the live event, but it will, the actual variety show will be there post, event for your viewing pleasure.
And all of this is what? Freer than you and me.
I was going to say sickening.
Yes, that too.
Oh, yes.
True.
Okay, it's free, nigga. Abolitionist style. So,
yeah,
y'all, yeah. Make sure you know, get like us and get a part. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah. Also, we started our YouTube channel, our public one, finally. You know, we have now there's more free content. Just know that it's heavily edited, and if you want the real deal, you gotta still sign up for Patreon.
Okay.
$7, where you get the real deal, and we make more, you know, jokes that are inappropriate.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, yes. It's yeah. fun over at Patreon. It's pretty lawless.
Yeah, yeah, it is. But, you know, if money's funny, you can still subscribe over our YouTube for free $99
It's a great way to support. Also, keep rating us 5 stars and commenting us everywhere you're listening.
Yes.
It brings us into the fold and lets other niggas know about the awesome niggas that found us like you did. So.
Every nigga is a star.
All right. So spread your nigga awesomeness to other niggas so that they could be just as awesome as you. Because yes. Niggas are slipping if they not, you know, listening to what you listening
Truth
to.
Truth be told. Except for I'm like that anti-nigga. Like Tristan was like, he was like, you're not fucking with that Drake. I was like, you know I'm not nigga. He's like, or that Kanye, huh? I was like, nope. He was like, he's like, you know, that's what's hot. That's what's hot out. I was like, nigga, when have I ever cared about what's hot? He was like, you ready? Bust out laughing. He's like, you right?
Right.
I was like, I listened to Earth, Wind, and Fire on a Wednesday. Like, when have I ever gave a fuck about what's hot, nigga?
All right. Same. I because I don't go to work regularly. Well, I work regularly, but because I don't have an office to go to, I consume music differently. Right. I used to, like, you know, on a commute, you have time to sit and think. So I was like, okay, well, I can hate listen to something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or I can, you know, I could just, well, let me see what these, what the youth is listening to nowadays, which we will get into later because, whoa. So, you know. I get it. Not everything I got to be a part of because it's new and hot.
Aw, E's accidentally sent an email to me that they meant to send to Tristan. It says, are you dating a stoner?
Oh my gosh. Matter of fact, that order should be coming in soon, too. But anyway, how was your week? Happy Juneteenth, BT Dubs. I'm mad we didn't say it last week on the show.
Thank you. It was, yes, it was Juneteenth, and that is what I have to have dubbed my birthday because it also shares a date with a catastrophic and monumental moment in U.S. history. So, yeah,
Dr. Fraser Crane Day.
Wow.
And also the day Glitter was released.
Oh, my. Well, that's fitting.
And the Blueprint.
Mm. Nope, gonna keep that one to myself. But yeah. Yes, it is also the day that I graced this earth. And so I appreciate all of the love. I got a lot of love on my birthday, and I told Kia, I was like, you know, this was more of just a reflective birthday, just grateful for my community, grateful for my village, and grateful for the extended community of supporters who really show up every single week and, you know, show stupid amounts of love to us. So I'm really grateful for that. And even for the niggas who don't, you know, y'all can eat beef jerky for the rest of your lives, but I appreciate your hate listens. So
that's shade because I like beef jerky.
What about salmon jerky?
I've never had that, but that sounds like I don't know.
But imagine if you were deemed to eat salmon jerky for the rest of your life, the rest of your days.
I mean, I don't know. I've never had salmon jerky. Does it go on like a bagel?
Ew, no. That's smoked
salmon. I don't know. Oh, well, I don't know. What can I eat? Do they really make smoked salmon jerky?
Hell yeah.
Well, this is a white episode, so I guess they would.
Maybe I'll curse you to eat smoked herring for the rest of your days, which is delicious.
Now, that's point.
But not
every
day.
Or pemmican. What? Have you ever had pemmican before?
No. What's that? I don't like that. Well, that sounds like you asked me if I ever ate haggis.
I mean, it's close enough. Pemmican is a... I don't know if it's a native food, but I will say it is a mixture of ground vegetables and proteins.
Okay, here we go. Pemmican, dried meat, Traditionally, bison, moose, caribou, deer, or beef can be used as well, pounded into coarse powder and mixed with an equal amount of melted fat and occasionally Saskatoon berries, cranberries, and even for special occasions, cherries, currants, chokeberries, or blueberries. What?
It's what you eat when you go, like, when you're, like, roughing it in the woods or hiking it.
Why are one of these questions, how long can you survive on pemmican?
Yeah.
Whoa! The same traditional pemmican prepared in the same traditional way, placed in the same sealed container that is refrigerated or just kept in a cool, dark place, can last at least 10 years.
Yeah.
What? Why do you know this?
Because I used to go camping a lot.
Y'all ate
and
this?
So, like, well, I had it once because it's when we went to Yosemite once, and like for whatever reason, my uncle had it. And even though we really didn't need it, because it's like we went to Costco before, but you know, niggas want to be think they Indiana Jones. So yeah, we had pemmican a couple times, I believe. Yeah,
y'all made it yourself.
I know I had it once for sure. I don't know where he got it.
What food can you?
We also had it in science
forever.
Camp too.
14 foods to keep in your bunker to survive the apocalypse. Let's see.
Okay. That's very on brand for this episode.
Uncooked rice can last 30 years. Peanut butter needs no refrigeration. Well, duh, nigga. Who refrigerates peanut butter? Terrorists.
There are some people.
Alcohol won't perish easily.
There are some people who refrigerate peanut butter.
That's weird.
I know.
It's weird. Dried beans last indefinitely. Energy bars are a must. Certain types of candy can last up to a year. Bitch, you don't want to keep something that can only last up to a year in a bunker.
Right.
Dehydrated meat can also last for a year. Then how come they said you could eat pemmican for 10 years? Somebody's trying to set you up.
Because pemmican is probably, you know, it's powder form. Like, it's ground.
But what the fuck like, preserves it?
Probably the enzymes in the fruit or whatever, or the fat and salt. Like, the salt and the fat that they use to mix it. Because when you jerky something, they take out, you know, you're rendering the fat away.
Dried bouillon can last up to a year past the expiration date, as long as no moisture has seeped into the packets.
So why do they give an expiration date if it can last longer than a year?
Because it would be less tasty, but it will not be harmful. Because expiration dates, of course, they usually apply to the expiration of the food, but sometimes they apply to just the quality. So sometimes they'll put an expiration date because they have to, obviously, by law, but it's more about the quality of the food. It will not be up to the same standard that it will be past that date. Which is why speaking you can eat several things past.
Speaking of expiration dates, XD's Corner. I want, you know, my ladies, gaydies, and vadies, you know, people who wear makeup, to know that skincare products, including makeup, expires.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this.
I know, but since we're here, you know, I want people to, you know, just, you know, look at the labels. If it says 12 months and you got it and you don't remember when you got it, just throw it out.
Well, I've also heard from multiple makeup artists that, yes, they do have an expiration date. Like, you don't want to be using makeup that you've had for 20 years. But a lot of times, it also depends on the amount of usage. So you may have somebody like myself who doesn't use makeup often. And so I'll have good stuff. So what they'll do is you can disinfect. You can spray with alcohol. You can, you know, all of that. And there's certain things that can last for many years because they're only being used by one face minimally.
Sure, but there's also the people who have had fashion fair and their thing.
No, we not see that's 10, that is extreme. That's extreme.
I'm just saying there's some people who do.
Well, no.
Anywho, what else did you do for your birthday?
Tristan took me to a rooftop winery. And that was really dope. And then it was like this cute outdoor situation where you can order like these out, like these cute picnic style cheese plates and pizza and shit like that. And they make their own wine and they serve, you know, like local ciders and stuff. So that was super cute. And then, you know, brought home flowers and ting. And then we went to dinner, the three of us, to an Italian spot, which had a really cute backyard. And then we came home. And Noah had a whole surprise plan. She made me go to my room. And then I came out and she put, you know, we use the African cloths, the tablecloth, if we're ever going to put one down. So she put one of the cloths and she put out plates and knives and champagne flutes and had Tristan go pick up cupcakes. She specifically asked, so he went and picked up cupcakes for her. He bought her these wooden cutout ornament things from Michael's, and she made me these designed wooden ornaments for me to use as decoration for my office or what have you. And then she set up the whole thing for us to have post-dinner dessert. She poured 4 cans of Pellegrino into a pitcher for the champagne flutes, even though literally nobody wanted Pellegrino with cupcakes, but that was okay. It was the effort and 4 cans. I was like, Jesus Christ, that's like $8, but it's all good. that was $8 that went down the toilet. So, but it was super cute, and she wanted to do, you know, cupcakes for me and stuff post dinner, and gave me my gift, and she was just really excited to celebrate me, which was, that was the cutest thing. It was like, you're being really intentional about how you want me to feel special. And just for that, I couldn't ask for anything, because you actually want to do this as a kid. Like, that's beautiful. So it was nice. And then Crystal Jean took me to like an immersive exhibit situation where they do the big projection shit. I forget what it was called. Fran and I went a few years ago. So we went to that, and, you know, I was inebriated off of, you know, a special chocolate. So, not weed. So that was really great. and then Sunday, we all went over to the Tama Festival on Tompkins, which is essentially they block off the streets. And a bunch of black-owned businesses that are on Tompkins come out, put out tables, sell stuff. There's DJs.
That's a good time.
It's a nice, it's a nice little block, you know, like block party for black people. So now that we only can do things outside, as we choose, you know, we went and sat in a corner and just kind of sat there and drank yuzu sake, bottles upon bottles of it for all afternoon and evening. And it was nice. It was me, Tristan, Noah. Noah made some little homegirls out there, and they were playing in the street. And Jasmine, you all remember Jasmine and Mary and Fran and her love and Crystal. And, you know, it was just like a family affair. We played spades. Me and Crystal whooped them niggas' asses, okay? They still real salty about it, and they, both Tristan and my bro, both like toxic femininity. That's what they kept screaming at us. You know, we saw Reverend Dr. B. Nixon, and she rolled around on her 3-wheel with her Newport in her mouth. Like, it was a good black-ass afternoon time. It was the perfect birthday weekend, and I was really grateful just to spend it with my community, or a portion of my community, and just the love that I received from my village was unmatched. So I'm grateful. How good. Was your week?
It was purposefully relaxing, because by the time you all are listening to this,
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You know, Jade will be here. Also, I will have another house guest in my house. So, you know,
yeah,
it's going to be a good, busy next few days. So I took the last couple days to, you know, unwind, beat my boyfriend in video games, NBA 2K, 2K22, and the wrestling, WWE 2K19 and 20. So, you know, that felt really good.
My God.
We've also been watching a lot of, again, you know how you'd be like, how your husband said, like, you're not listening to what's hot in the streets or whatever. Same thing with TV. Like, you have to really, like, give me the suggestion, but then oftentimes people give me whack suggestions about television, which I've talked about
suggestions
before.
That are not for you.
Yeah. No, sometimes shit is whack. I'm not gonna lie to you. There's a couple.
I know, and I'd be wrong sometimes. I saw somebody send us an email about Big Brother and the cookout, and I actually, another friend fully explained the concept to me. So after that, I was like, oh, that's dope. I thought it was just like them labeling a bunch of niggas the cookout, and I was like, absolutely not. But
speaking of, I have an announcement. So every no, oh. Kind of close. So every no. So every Tuesday beginning every Wednesday beginning September 22nd at after Survivor, I'm doing an after show live on my YouTube channel.
Hey!
So. Right. So, Chris Rogers and I are hosting it, so we're doing every Wednesday. So, come in and tune in. Season 41 of Survivor. If you've never seen Survivor before, this will be a good time to start now. Or if you want to, I will go say, watch the following seasons. Season 13, which is Cook Islands. The first 15 minutes of that episode is fucking wild.
Okay.
And then you should watch... probably the next best episode after the next best season after that would probably be Winners at War. That's the most recent season, season 40. Even though it's all winners, so it's like it'll make you want to go back and be like, well, how the fuck did you win last time? And blah blah blah.
Speaking of TV, I finished Veep.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They really made Jonah Trump.
Did you laugh when she took away gay rights?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that, it was like, oh, she was like, oh, fine.
And very casually.
Yeah, you saw it was coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Jonah, like, I was like, oh, they just full out was like prototype. And Amy was, I guess, maybe Kellyanne Conway or... I was like, so this is how a white woman turns. Okay. It's just, you know, it's swift and it's easy. So...
So quick.
I thought Jonah was going to become president, so I was surprised a little bit by the outcome. You know, and it was a good show.
So how did you feel about Gary at the end?
Gary. Oh, I didn't like that.
See?
I thought that was real whack. I was like, but it was on brand. Because she was terrible to him the entire time, so why would it not end with her just doing, like, the most awful thing that she could next to killing him?
Yeah.
And he was so loyal to her, to like, obviously to a fault, to the point where it was like, even in death, he's like, you would hate these flowers. So I actually was not mad at, I didn't like it. Like, I didn't like that it happened, obviously, because you watch a show and you're like, I don't like that. He don't deserve that. But she was such a terrible person. And like, she did not, she was not loyal to her own child. So it was right on brand. And so I wasn't mad at it. I wasn't mad at it as a part of the plot. But I just felt like the last episode was rushed. I felt like they threw like a whole bunch of shit in there, and they could have.
It was around the time they found out that Joey Louis-Dreyfus had cancer.
Oh, okay, all right, so that makes sense.
It was kind of like, let's wrap this up just in case she's not gonna want to. You know.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. But they did like tie everything up, even Richard becoming president, like out of the blue, was just like, okay, this is, I mean, look at his super ridiculous, like fast trajectory of, right, you know, of his career, and like how stuff just kind of fell into his lap. So it made sense. I wasn't as mad at it at the ending as I was as most HBO shows. Jasmine fought me the other day about the ending on Sopranos and how it was actually brilliant and the leaving it up to interpretation and blah, blah, blah. But she's an actress. And I was like, man, hush all that noise, nigga. Give me a close up. Give me a roundup, nigga. I want to know what the fuck happened, nigga. I don't want to leave it up to my black ass interpretation. My mind is already runs wild. Like, why would you do that? Just tell me. Yo, shit.
I know. It's... I understand. I hated the way that Selena treated Gary at the end.
Yeah.
And I hated the way how Gary didn't get a clue. And ever. When he did, it was like, it had nothing to do to help him. You know what I mean? Or mm-hmm. if he'd be coming close to speaking up for himself, and then he would just, you know, fall to the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad you finished it, and I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, yeah. I'm a fan of Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
I'm trying to get it.
Speaking of white shit, Glassjaw.
Oh, yes. Shout out to Justin Beck.
So Melissa, you know, we all know, shout out to our homegirl Melissa.
Miss Black Awareness, okay. 2019.
And her new digs, okay? We see you, queen. But, you know, everybody, if you know Melissa, you all heard Melissa on here, but if you know Melissa, you know Melissa is a special individual, full of personality and...
As you've seen on Real World New Orleans.
Yeah. Ideals and... you know, just a mind that does not stop. It's a fascinating, beautiful mind, right? You can read the thoughts on her Patreon. You can hear the thoughts on Imperfect Strangers. And as her friend, there are more thoughts, obviously, because everything can't be put on the internet. And so we went over for dinner as a family a few years back. And... you know, Melissa, if you follow Melissa's Patreon, if you follow Melissa's socials, you know that Melissa has been professing for some time that Chance the Rapper is obsessed and copies everything from Glassjaw. And she told us this, and you know, Melissa was the first person to talk about COVID, and niggas should have listened to her. So I listened to Melissa, but you know, there are times where, you know, we'd be like, girl. And I don't care if she hears this. She knows. She knows. She'll talk about it. But she pulls out these examples, and I was like, oh, shit, okay. I forget about it. Well, nigga, the Met Gala happens. And Chance wore this very similar banner that was also part of a Glassjaw campaign years and years and years ago, and it was just further example to how he literally is obsessed with these niggas but will not say it. So, you know, Melissa's the wife, right? There's only so much she can say before niggas would be like, she crazy, she the wife, she biased, blah, blah, blah. You know, real, no, I'm not going to say that. So she tells us this thing or whatever. So Met Gala pops up this week and it's like, oh, shit, right? The example is right there. So I told Melissa, I said, listen, I'm not the wife, right? I was like, I'm going to go on a crusade against Chance the Rapper. And I'm going to post all of this repeatedly until he acknowledges the fact that he's obsessed with Glassjaw and has been and will not just say that he has used them as his muses or what have you for all of this time. So, Blacks of the Jade and XD Coalition Society, whatever the fuck you want to call this shit, I want you all to rally around me and behind me as I go on a quest to, I can't use that word because I don't want to go to court, but as I to hold Chance the Rapper accountable for his copying ass actions. And again, not in a way that is reminiscent of some on Twitter who have gone on very vocal and vocally violent crusades as of recently. with example. I'm not saying any names. But yes, I intend to do that just on a level where it's fun. And yeah, I just petition you all to rally around me as we hold Chance.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's the rapper accountable.
On that note, let's take a break. And we'll be back after these messages. Hit a Claude.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
So when is the last time you were rewarded for brushing your teeth, besides being able to keep them? With Quip's smart electric toothbrush, good habits can earn you great perks like free products, gift cards, and more. You've probably heard us talk about Quip a million times, but this is something brand new that rewards you and your mouth. Already have a Quip? Upgrade it with a smart motor and keep the features you know and love, which include sensitive sonic vibrations, 2-minute timers with 30-second pulses for a guided clean, slim, lightweight, and sleek with no wires or bulky chargers to weigh you down, multi-use travel cover that doubles as a mirror mount for less clutter, and the Quip Smart Brush for adults and kids. Hello! Connects to the Quip app with Bluetooth. Track when and how well you brush, get tips and coaching to improve your habits, earn points for daily brushing and bonus points for completing challenges like streaks. Redeem for rewards like free products, gift cards, and discounts from Quip and partners beyond the brush. Quip has everything you need to build a complete routine. Mint or watermelon toothpaste with anti-cavity ingredients for strong, healthy teeth, and refillable mouthwash that's good for you and the planet.
In addition to brush heads, Quip also delivers fresh floss, toothpaste, mouthwash, and gum refills every 3 months from $5. Shipping is free, so you can save money and skip the hustle and bustle of in-store shopping. Join over 5 million mouths who use Quip and save hundreds compared to other blue toothbrushes when you get a Quip Smart Brush for just $45. Start getting rewards for brushing your teeth today. Go to getquip.com/JXD right now to save $10 on a Quip Smart Electric Toothbrush. That's $10 off a Smart Electric Toothbrush at getquip.com/JXD, spelled GETQUIP.com/JXD. Quip, the Good Habits Company. And we're back, and black. So, we're talking today, we're doing something different. Something that we don't really do here. I think we may have done it once or twice in the history of our podcasting.
You know, with a couple sprinkles and playlists.
Right. We're going to see what white people are doing today.
So this was inspired because I was talking to Jasmine and we were talking about a particular actor that I'm not going to name because he's black. And how, you know, as much as we really want him to be good, he's just not, which is why I won't say his name. So, you know, we're talking about that and, you know, some of the facts as to why this person is just not good, you know? And so Jasmine brings up a white actor, and she's like, yeah, he's like the white version of this is, and hold on, I'm going to find who this person is because, oh, Matt Bomer. B-O-M-E-R. So she was like, yeah, it's like him. He's like just flat and boring. And she was like, you know, Matt Bomer. She was like, I mean, she's like, he's handsome, but he's just got nothing, no spark, no nothing. And I said, well, what is a Matt Bomer? So I went and looked up Matt Bomer. And nigga, I still didn't know who it was, which then got me going. I was like, you know, outside of the white shit that I know, I don't know anything. It's a foreign world. So that's that.
Well, Matt Bomer, he's, you know, LGBT, you know, he's a part of the leg and booty community. I think. Yeah. He got a husband.
Okay. She didn't know any of that.
That's all I got. And the only reason why I know that is because I just Googled them. I have no idea who that is either.
Yeah, never seen this person a day in my life. I had no clue.
Matt Bomer is bringing one of Broadway's groundbreaking dramas to Netflix. Matt stars alongside Jim Parsons and Zachary Quinto in The Boys and the Band, centered around a group of gay men at a friend's birthday in 1968. He's best known for starring in TV dramas like White Collar and The Sinner. But for Matt, Broadway has always had his heart. Do you miss the stage?
Okay, well, you know, work. I have no idea who, you know, they were. Apparently, on TV, you know, he played, he was on, American Horror Story. You know, there's things that happen.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Now, let me look. He was in American Horror Story. Well, which one? Let's see here.
He said guest appearance. I don't know.
Hold on. Matt Bomer.
I don't know, dog.
American Horror Story roles. Let's see here. Let me see. Who did he play? After making his show debut in an episode of Freak Show, oopsie, that was one I didn't even finish. He had a main role in Hotel as... Oh! That's him?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
I know you didn't watch that, but I did. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute now. Wait. No, that's not who I was thinking. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no. Wait, I don't recall him. Oh, see? I don't even remember him from that. That's crazy. That shows you how. Wow. Anyway. Well, yeah. So that's what sparked this. Anyway, go ahead.
So I'm going to go through some of the Nilla blogs to see what they're talking about, to see if you have like a range of what's happening, and if okay. not, maybe I can interpret it for you.
Okay.
The biggest story right now is, well, one of the largest stories is through the Real Housewives franchise from Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. And I think I've talked to you about that before with Erica Jayne and her husband, Tom Girardi.
Yes, you said those names.
Right, who was stealing people, stealing people's, you know, money from settlements from big corporations.
I thought you were going to say stealing people. Wayfair, you got just what I need. I thought, okay. Okay.
No.
Okay, yes, you've said those names before. Now, if you pointed them out to me in a lineup and I was going to get $500,000, I would lose that money significantly. So let me actually just hit myself. You said Erica Jayne.
Mm-hmm. Erica Jayne. K.
Oh, with a K? Erica? And, white Erica with a K?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Jayne with a Y? Well, where is she from? She's a singer?
Augusta. She's a recording artist.
That's what they have her listed as. Oh, that makes sense. She's from Augusta, Georgia. Erica Jayne. Because I'm like, that ain't no like regular white woman name.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Her Instagram Rose. Name is The Pretty Mess.
Yeah, she, she's a recording artist. Singer is a strong word.
Well, that's what they have her listed as on the Google.
Well, you know.
Okay, she wordy. Looks, she looks standard, rich white woman. Who got some money.
Well, anywho.
After.
Yeah, well, you know, her main thing on the show is the fact that, you know, her husband, or soon-to-be ex-husband, was funneling millions, like $25 million, into her LLC, which he was taking from victims of people he have, who he represented. So,
what? Oh, so yeah. He basically did an Andrew from Veep,
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly that. And so now the girls on the show are trying to like, well, girl, did you know that he was stealing from these victims? Or are you going with the story of like, I didn't know.
Like, I'm going to tell you hoes regardless. Like.
Right. But then the problem is she keeps opening her mouth and like saying things. It's just like, well, if you want to be all skittish and not tell the truth, then just don't say anything at all and don't come on the
show.
So
she knew is what you're telling me.
Listen, all I'm going to say is that something in the Kool-Aid ain't clean. It's a real Adnan situation. Like, do I have full proof that she had any knowledge of it? No.
Okay.
Do I believe that she had some knowledge of it because she is a smart woman? Absolutely.
Okay.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's such an iffy thing with those situations when it be spouses and then like one spouse ends up in some dirty shit, because there are many times where the one spouse don't know what the fuck is going on. But 7 times out of 10, nigga, that They know what's going on. Like, do I think Camille knew what was going on with Bill? Nah, I don't think that, actually. I don't.
Really?
I don't think so. Oh, now wait a minute. That tone. I don't know. I would like to hope not, nigga. Oh, man. You just fucked me up.
Based on her response.
Oh, I don't think I ever knew of a response from her.
Based on her response to everything, I will disagree with you.
I don't know what her response was. I never knew she responded. I guess I never saw that aspect of it.
Let's just say she stands by her husband.
Wait a minute now.
110%.
Oh, see, child. Let me see here.
See what I mean?
Camille. What's that bitch name? Cosby. Oh, hold on. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh!
In her first public comments, Camille Cosby maintained that her husband of 50 years is not the same person depicted in the headlines. In a statement, she said, "The man I met and fell in love with."
Mm-hmm. Whoa, mm-hmm. No, actually, no, I changed all of that. Never mind.
In other news, you remember that white girl from Real Housewives of New York you cursed out a couple weeks back?
Ramona? Oh, girl is strong.
She got demoted.
To what? She got
demoted. She's now, friend of the show.
Should have fired that bitch altogether. You see how they be so fucking cowardly? Like, you can't even fire this bitch all the way knowing that she was a raggedy-ass bitch and she said a bunch of wild-ass shit and made this black woman highly uncomfortable with some finger-pointing accusations that she just didn't know what the fuck she was talking about. And you can't even full-out fire this hoe? I mean, good, but you can't full-out fire this hoe? Y'all so pussy you can't fire her? Mm-hmm. Why because she's so fucking problematic you need that shit for your motherfucking ratings?
Radar Online exclusively reported, Ramona pulled out of the scheduled reunion in June, refusing to sit down for a race talk after learning that producers were unsure about her future on the show.
Refusing? And y'all still are keeping her as a friend to the show and she refuses to have a race talk? Why do you refuse? You can't handle it. You can't handle having a conversation where you're held accountable for your bullshit ass thoughts. You'd rather be willfully ignorant and hateful. You demon bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say the rest of what I'm thinking, but I hope that bitch. Okay.
Yeah. Apparently, season 14 is they don't know what to do because they want to fire all the white ladies for being racist.
I mean, fire them hoes and get you some new white ladies. Or, like, if y'all just insist on having white ladies, get you some new white ladies. Y'all mad to have another black franchise or a couple of franchises? Maybe they need another white one. So get you some new white women then. Why y'all got to keep these old hateful-ass white women? What happened to Bethany? She just didn't want to do the shit no more?
I mean, she's just as bad as they are.
Was she? I don't know. I never watched it.
I mean, you should just automatically assume
I do
the worst of most of these people.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, there was a Real Housewives of, like, Down Under or something, and they made, like, an N-word joke. Like, because, you know, they're very, like, free with the word nigger. So, like, one of the darker-skinned women was talking about a white woman who said she made a joke to me about being a house nigger, and the white woman came in the next scene. She was in her feelings because I made a joke about her being a boat nigger, but I didn't mean it.
What the fuck?
Yes, girl, is on the tube of you. Again, another reason why. You should watch you.
No, we need to react to that. I need you to show me this kind of stuff. You know I'm never going to know this or find this out unless you tell me.
Okay. I will. A whole new world. Let's take a break. And because I have something else to talk about with you about the YouTube. All right, let's take a break and we'll be back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Why the f*** would you do that?
Because.
Clean my f***ing ears off, because that f*** ain't
f***ing. You shouldn't have ever called me a fat ass Kelly Price.
You get mad off of that little bitty boo f***, though. That's f***ed up.
It's life. Deal with it.
Don't talk to me ever no more, and I mean it.
What voice are you using to talk to him?
And we're black. So, we've been watching clips of Catfish lately.
Oh.
And I forgot how, even at its hyper-produced or overproduced, it is still like, nigga, what?
Mm.
So, it's so wild that people in 2021 are still getting catfished.
You should have never called me a fat ass Kelly Price.
One of the greatest moments in television
of history. Mm-hmm. Of catfish history. Can we watch the best moments of catfish?
We'd have to do that on Scener. Reacting to stuff like that is hard because MTV.
Okay, so let's watch it on Scener. I just want to watch it, nigga.
Yeah, we could do it. That kind of stuff. But it's so fucking wild.
Let me see. How do people still get catfished in 2021? So, let me think about this.
The one that I had saw, that we saw this morning, was this N-word. And I mean, he gave like Titty Boy. You know I'm into that. So,
oh my god!
What? 2 Chainz is fine. Yeah, do you not find him attractive? Okay,
yeah, I do. No, so, absolutely.
Okay, so it was this 2 Chainz looking nigga, and I know he worked like graveyard shift. You know my fave. So, he was supposed to be talking to this girl, or excuse me, this woman. You know, he was just some tall, big country nigga. I was like, ooh, yes. And so then, apparently, what is time? This was filmed during COVID time, so the whole season was on Zoom.
Say right? less. That's really easy to catfish a nigga.
Right? Why? But no, he was talking to this girl for like months, way before the pandemic. Turns out, it was his current fiance who was trying to find out that he was creeping on somebody else. So, like her, and so this girl and her homegirl, right? So his wife is named Shanice, but the girl that he was talking to was named Lanice. I was like, you dumb nigga. So then...
this is why I said they're stupid. That's how they still get catfish.
Right. So then the Max, who's not Max anymore, her name is Cammie Crawford, Miss Teen USA. I'm so glad they got a black woman on there. Cause
it's a black woman.
She gets to the mess. I thought she was Afro-Latina, like on some Daisy Fuentes shit, but apparently not.
So, okay.
She's, you know, black.
Come on, Daisy Fuentes reference. So,
yes. I was like, oh, millennial Daisy Fuentes. And Chris Rogers just looked at me. He had like a youth moment. So he was
He always. I know, because we could probably have a whole conversation about how Ananda Lewis is now a carpenter. And he'll be like, who?
Right. Or like, where's downtown Julie Brown?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. Downtown Julie Brown.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad she's still with us.
Yeah, I think
But anywho, the girl was like, Shanice was like, oh, yeah, me and my girls, we run a page so we can check on our niggas just to see. And in my head, I'm like, so I'm y'all have like a that's like, what's that Jill Scott show where she was in like some country in Africa?
Oh, yeah, the lady detective. So, yeah.
And then Nika Nonnenroos was the secretary.
Or, nigga, it's like the motherfucking last episode or two episodes ago, motherfucking 90 Day Fiancé, where she was like, well, why don't you set him up?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Y'all bitches really be out here do that is so much. That is so much.
Just don't be with him, man. Just let forget it. Shit.
That's why, let me tell y'all something. Raven. Shout out to Raven. I think it's double underscore Ravy, R-A-V-I-E-E, or Ravy underscore. I need to look. Because she's my favorite, and y'all need to follow her. Raven.
Oh, yeah, she's funny.
Was like, listen, if y'all are out here trying to conjure up spells and light this candle and drop this in water and do this and that for a nigga who is cheating on you or whatever the case, something along them lines, then maybe you don't need to be with that nigga. You don't need to be doing all of that, bitch. Break up. Like,
right.
No, I'm not doing all of that. I don't have time to be doing that.
Like, yes, love is work, but love ain't hard. You know what I mean? Like, I think that there are moments where, you know, yes, you have to work in things to, you know, make sure you're communicating.
Yeah.
But there are also times if you have to do all these mental gymnastics because of your insecurities, or you just know that you were trying a wife, an ancient person, then let it go. You know what I mean? Like, it don't have to go this way, you know?
Truly.
You know, for your own sanity and for theirs. You know what I mean? Because now, I mean, yes, the person is trash for, you know, talking to you, you know, talking to other people, but also you're trash for creating the situation. There was these gays who were on there doing the exact same thing.
See? Everybody doing too much. What? Hold on. UDTM. TMB.
UDTM.
Oh my God. I had to call XD yesterday because we were in the car on the way home. And Noah's ass. I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Oh, this reminds me of a story I needed to tell you when you were in the car. I meant to tell you what happened after, but I have a story.
So we in the car.
Chris should be arrested.
And Noah's like, she's like, something, something, something. And he yeeted it. And I said, what did you just say? Like, she cussed.
Yeah, she was like, did you just say yeet?
And she was like, yeah, yeet. And I guess that's what the kids do.
Yeah, see?
She was like, what is a yeet? She's like, it's like when you throw a ball and you're playing outside. Yeet! And I was like, yeah.
See?
And she kept doing it in that ignorant ass way. And I was like, is this like when we were younger and we used to do that stupid ass, or whatever the fuck? It's like they have to come through with yeet! Such a fucking shit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, what happened with Chris Rogers?
Oh.
Please stop with this African. Yeah, this shit is killing me.
What did you make this? It's jollof with yeet.
It's jollof and yeet. Have you ever had okra stew and yeet? I'm like, no, man. I ain't never had that before.
That's good old. Oh my gosh! So
wait.
Yeah. Hey,
they were like, "Hey, you never had okra stew and yeet
with kalfoots."
Okay, God. What happened? What happened? What happened?
So when we were in Vegas, we last month we went to Vegas. And so, you know, it's Vegas, so you do wild and crazy things like, you know, drink a bunch and, you know, eat White Castle.
No, they're supposed to have good food.
Listen, it's the one sure fire way to learn that whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, if you know what I mean.
Oh, wow.
So, and of course it's in the first floor of the Best Western.
you know, this casino has a Vic and Anthony's, this yeah. motel casino with slots got a White Castle's.
It's you know, Vegas is so interesting because it's like across, it's like the Mirage, and it's like, you know, Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen, Caesar's Palace, the right across is Harrah's and Best Western and White Castle and Indies.
Today we're going to be talking about the five sketchiest places to stay here on the Las Vegas Strip. So I know a lot of people, they come here. Some of you just, you know, want the nicest, biggest suites and hotels with jacuzzis and spas, all that kind of stuff in there. Some of you are more value.
They're like, we know the poor are going to come too.
Exactly, but they had the better drinks. So, we end up going to White Castle because, you know, we don't have access to White Castle here outside, the frozen ones, right?
Oh.
So we go, and mind you, I haven't had White Castle since we live in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we go, and we're waiting in line, and it's a pretty substantial line. And so, you know, we're just waiting.
Sorry.
And whatever. And then these are these white kids just playing around, you know, whatever. And, of course, it's hot. It's like 109 degrees at like 2 a.m.
God.
And, of course, there's kids out. So we're both annoyed, like, go to bed. So, for whatever reason, Chris Rogers is like, go. We have to leave now. I'm like, why? What did you do? He was like, no, I don't want it. I don't want these burgers anymore. I'm like, is this you just being over because you don't want to wait in line? He was like, shut up, just go. Why? He he hit the kid in the chest. It was on accident, but it was like, you know, he was just turning and like the kid just kind of like ran into his arm or something. I don't really get what happened. Either way, he injured the child.
Oh my.
And so, the kids both looked at him and they were just looking at each other like, and just waiting for him to like somebody to react. And that's when this nigga decided to run.
Wait, now I realize why you just told me this story based on our phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, all right. I'm going to give y'all
accident. It was an accident.
Right.
Both of these stories. Well, your
stories. Yes, also, yes, exactly. Thank you for the disclaimer. Yeah. So I just, Tristan and I may have, like, made a racist. So let me explain. Not created together, but we may have been the Frankensteins. So we're driving in a gentrified neighborhood, and we're at a light. And so y'all, like, here's the thing, y'all know, like, a lot of times white kids be obnoxious, right? Especially in groups. And they just do little asshole antagonizing things, especially at a certain age group where you just be like, why are you here? So we're at the light, and this little group of white boys crossing the street. And one of them is looking dead in our car and waving real enthusiastically. So much so that it came across sarcastically. And so he was maybe like 12, 13, and that's an awful age. So he's like, and so I realize he's literally looking dead in our car.
And they smell like
right, right? So, and that's when I discovered, I think, that I found boys of the, anyway, so I realized, because I'm looking around, I'm like, oh, he dead ass is looking in our car with this waving shit. That's really how hateful we can be. So he's waving, and I'm watching him as he crossed the street. He keeps looking dead in our car like, hi. And there was nothing, you know, amiss or anything like that. So I thought he was being a sarcastic asshole. So I smiled, and then I threw up the finger. And that little boy's face dropped so quick. It was literally like, hey, that's what it's. And then Tristan busts out laughing, and he throws the finger too. And the boy throws his hands up like, what the fuck? when his face fell the way that it did, and his little Macaulay Culkin arms went flying in the air, we both was like, oh shit, maybe he wasn't being a sarcastic little asshole. And we bust out laughing, and he was like, I think we made a racist. I was like, yeah, nigga, I think we did. And no one was in the back seat, but she couldn't see. So she's like, what happened? Did you wave back? And Tristan was like, yeah, your mom waved back. Oh man. I just, I hate kids that are not my own, so I'm just playing. I love all your kids. Oh shit. No, all your kids, not this. But
oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's how we created a racist, y'all. Sorry.
Oh my god.
For all you uneducated people out there, racism is taught and learned. You just aren't born with being racist. I just want to let y'all know that. Like,
yeah. You don't have a manifesto in a minute.
What's is that right?
He might end up with like a black boyfriend or girlfriend later on. You never know.
Maybe it'll be a funny story. Be like, let me tell you one time about these blacks in this car.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, shit. Maybe when he comes, he'll realize and be like, maybe they were unhappy with us gentrifying the neighborhood. I don't know, nigga.
He's going to grow up to be an actor, star in a movie with Amanda Sandberg.
Yeah.
You know.
But she'll be 80 by then.
I mean, you know.
But she'll legends. Still be legends. I hate you so much. Oh god.
I have an irrational dislike of a man.
I know you do that.
Like,
they hate you,
Kristen Stewart. Oh my gosh. There's just random people I just do not like. Just because it's like, ugh.
That's God. How I feel about Jennifer Garner. Because she always looked like she wanna cry, I told you, so I just be wanting to kick her. And that's not right.
Speaking of which, so when I was looking at shit for this show, they had like they're trying to make her like this single mom, which I guess she is, but like without help, because it's like Jennifer Garner struggles with three kids as ex-husband parades PDA with J-Lo.
Because let me tell you something, in that same conversation with Jasmine earlier, I said, Jasmine, where the fuck are Jennifer's kids? Where the fuck are her kids? Mm-hmm. And we think they either with the daddy or with the abuela.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when it was working out for her and she was with A-Rod had kids, they had the same age, they could gallivant together. This bitch done fell in love with this nigga over here, this white ain't shit ass nigga, and then boom, again. All of a sudden, she ain't got no kids. She Judy Winslow like, the fuck out of her children.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, they did. Now go to the
And
day.
It's like... It's like we told y'all to leave us alone 20 years ago, and really? Here you are again, not leaving us alone.
Like, is this a sick joke? Because I saw her look from the Met Gala, nigga, and what is going on? What's going on?
Well, you know, the Met Gala is a costume.
I don't know that. I don't give a fuck what costume. I don't care. She could have dressed up as a clitoris. It would have been better than what the fuck she had on. It was a goddamn, she had on a belt that I wore in 2002. It was, Jesus
the
Christ,
theme
that was
American Lexicon affection or something.
What the fuck does that even mean? They just be saying, what does that mean?
I know, this theme was a little obscure to me. It was a little abstract. It's, I guess, talking about like gender and whatever, inclusivity and fashion, as far as the American take on it, I guess. I was unsure. But I didn't, you know, Simone was at the Met Gala.
I didn't see her.
Mm-hmm. Gigi did her hair, you know.
Always.
Black women.
Yeah. don't do that.
Women.
There we go. Women supporting women. That's what,
yes.
There you go.
Yes. Equity. A white woman.
Wait, well, let me go
hair.
Look at her. Does she post herself on her Instagram?
Mm-hmm. I don't really care for the so many things that happened. The VMAs happened.
Yeah,
the
Emmys. I didn't know nothing about that.
Both Simone and Candy were at the VMAs. RuPaul won an Emmy. Sixth
giving
time in a
Golden
row
Moschino
Best Host.
Barbie. Yes.
Did you know she's one of the spokesmodels for Moschino now?
See, Simone, go ahead, Simone.
She's literally RuPaul.
Yeah, no, yeah.
But like when I was, like I said, like when I was watching like those. Now, here's the thing. Think about, RuPaul is very black. There are just moments where, you know, she just,
yeah,
be like,
no, RuPaul's very black. She's so black, she's married to a white man.
See?
She's so black, she hates niggas. This is true. That ain't no different than my Uncle Gerald. That's the one I told you used to say, like, moon crickets and shit. Oh, look at Simone's VMAs look. This is giving very VMAs.
Mm-hmm. She wore yellow all weekend.
Oh, that was the theme.
Gold yellow thing. I didn't really care for the VMA hair, but the Met Gala I was into.
Yeah, the Met Gala I'm into.
Yeah. But you know what? Again, what would you wear? First of all, I would love an invite to the Met Gala because I would go in full drag just to hear, you know, like whatever the theme was. I'm like, this is probably my first and last time ever. So I want to win the costume party. So I want to be like, you know, it's literally a drag race challenge.
I'm always fond of a suit.
You wear it well.
I'm always fond of a suit. So I'd find some exaggerated way to wear a suit, but fem it up. You know what I'm saying? With a nasty shoe and ting. A sick hair. You know? Depends on the theme, I guess.
Yeah, it also depends. And also my body type at the time. Like, if I'm, like, fine, then I'm going to wear it, like, be butt naked and wear heels. You know what I mean? Like, if I have the body.
Yeah, and if you do something like that, then I'll just come like ASAP Rocky. I'll braid my hair up in some little struggle braids, put on a big suit with some giant undershirt and some uptowns.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe put some beads on the end of my braids.
Right, or just show up in a giant female condom.
Yeah, like a big old diaphragm. Like,
Yeah. Binks panties. You know what I mean? It's like that kind of thing.
Maybe I become as like a fleshlight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I would do that. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, because I don't want niggas coming up to me. But that would be a concept, though.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Because then I could tell niggas all night, go play with yourself.
Ha 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 ha
Nigga, don't play with
again,
me.
Again, while making a racist.
Okay.
You know. Did you see Chloe Bailey's video?
I did not see the video. I saw a portion of the performance.
I keep flossing like I do. I keep flossing like I do. I keep saucing like I do. I keep causing like you do. All these eyes up in my jeans. You can't get up in between. You're trying to get up in some of me. I can teach you a couple things. Why you looking at me like I ain't give you no
chance? Is it, should I watch it? I know she's all grown up. All right, hold on. Where can I see this live reaction?
YouTube.
Chloe.
I don't know. I mean, it's. Here's the thing.
Okay, here we go. Think have we're mercy. Just,
yeah, sure. I mean, you know, I'm. It's not for me.
Yeah, you like, know that I. You know, I support. I support those young ladies.
Same. But I could support from a distance. You know, I feel like, you know, they're for the next generation. For me, you know, I still play like, you know, Luther Vandross.
Yeah, same, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what song came on? Superstar by Luther Vandross came on the other day while I was cleaning, and I was like, he was really in his Dooney and Burke. You know what I mean?
Oh, let
when
me,
he came, super, when Superstar came out.
That's how I feel when Don't You Know That comes on. Mm-hmm. It is like he was inside of the Michael Kors. Like, mm-hmm, deep within.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, ain't nobody else currently. You know what I mean?
And it's yeah, they're not like, making that, no.
You know, and I'm just kind of glad that like Drake hasn't like sampled Luther.
Oh my like, God! Please don't speak it into existence.
Because Kanye did Luther, and it was cool at the time. Because that's when
That was fine then, but I don't need Drake to. I don't need him to do that. Mm-mm. Don't you know that I?
Speaking of Drake, you see that the Aaliyah self-titled album is back on. Streaming services.
Yeah, niggas have been really very excited to play it, and I have not quite rushed to do that yet. I will for nostalgic purposes and reasons. But see, what's happening is exactly what I said was going to happen. That all the youth them were going to be having the Aaliyah airbrush T-shirts and the motherfucking, you know. And I have a homegirl who's both her kids I think started high school, and they each had on an Aaliyah T-shirt, which, you know, I love a resurgence. I love a, you know, but I also hate when the youth find a new.
Mm-hmm.
They discover things because then they just ruin it in some way. And some little bitty is getting ready to come through and remake Aaliyah tunes, and it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
Like when I heard Candy Rain sampled on a song, and I was like, oh man, that's where we at now.
They done sampled the Dally Ripples.
Mm-hmm.
That's their name.
Mm-hmm.
My love, do you ever
dream of candy coated?
That's like putting like raindrops. Mindless Behavior on a throwback playlist.
Yeah.
Right. What do yes. white people do? They have like, do they have throwback bands that are like?
I think I listen to white throwback music. Hold on.
But like, you know how like we have our own like Essence Atkins or something. But like, who's the white Essence Atkins? Or who's like the white
Sarah? Do they have Sarah like, Jessica Geller? And the Jennifer and Jennifer Love. Howard.
Hewitt.
There we go right there.
But even as music, like who's their who's their tweet? You know what I mean? Like someone that they still fuck with, but who don't really make music like that or like that anymore.
Amy,
you know,
from Evanescence. Or maybe like go ahead.
Who's their Lil Mo?
Let's see. White Lil
Machine Gun Kelly. I know the answer to that.
No. So. Because I just literally pictured him going, baby, at the point of my life where I'm tired of playing games.
Bruh. Imagine if there's like a rock version cover of that. Like Nickelback.
Baby,
covers.
At the point of my life.
Ooh,
when
Do Creed.
Baby, at the point of my life when I'm tired of playing games. I'm ready to settle down. I'm ready to buy a house.
Do it like Eminem.
And I'm ready. I'm ready to change my last name. I don't know. who else?
Oh god.
Pearl Jam. Ready to Jeremy's ready. Can you live with this ruining me for life? Yeah.
If I get Evanescence. For love! Lil Mo feature Who Mistake?
Not the reason.
The reason forever.
Loving me for life. Loving me for life. Whoa. Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun.
Oh God.
Oh Lord.
Oh God. Oh my goodness. Lil Mo. Gosh.
Well, who else? Let's figure out some more comparisons. Who else?
Well, I was like, well, who's the Black Pink? But, oh, well.
Oh, who's the Black Pink?
She was.
Oh, Blue Cantrell?
No, Pink was the Black Pink.
No. Pink didn't even want to sing nigga music.
I mean,
she was forced to sing nigga music. See, you, yeah. Mm-mm.
Oh my god.
Or maybe she is. She was so black, she got her a white man. Maybe.
And she got that little that punk rock hump thing that all the black women wore this in 2009.
And before that, she had the sassy white woman, black woman auntie cut.
Listen, that little rock style hump, glam rock hairstyle that black women have.
We can trade her in for Candace Owens and her in for one of them for the black, for the race. I'm not either.
Because,
that's why I don't.
You know, I could deal with the niggas that we got. I could, you know,
yeah.
Lock them in a cellar and feed them pemmican. But you know what I mean?
This is pemmican. It's food from the 18th and 19th centuries, originally made by indigenous peoples of North America and then used by voyagers, frontiersmen, and explorers alike. It is a highly
convinced... But I can't transfer white problems to this account. You know what I mean?
I could literally feed pemmican to Candace Owens for the rest of her days.
But, like, who's the white brandy?
Oh, man. Let me see.
Ariana Grande.
Nah. It's got to be somebody talented.
Don't do that. Ponytail can sing.
No, Ponytail can sing. Brandy is a songwriter. She is a musician as well as a singer.
There you go.
So I'm trying to think of a white that has...
Or you know what? Who's the white Tiffany Evans?
Tiffany? The bitch who owes you a dollar?
Yep.
Oh, Mandy Moore.
Which is so funny because on this playlist right after that is Mandy Moore's Candy.
Somebody who, but Mandy Moore the singer of that time, not Mandy Moore now, the mom one. See, it just never really happened for her.
No, but that song was the jam though. That and Walk Me Home, that was a bop.
What's a Walk Me Home?
But first of all, get into the best of Mandy Moore. It's only two songs. So you can get into Walk Me Home and Candy.
Wait, hold on. Let me listen to this.
Baby, would you walk me home? I don't want to go all the way up all alone. Baby, would you walk with me home? Baby, would you take my
walk?
It's Bro Urban. It low-key sound like Warren with a Y produced it.
Walk Me Home. Okay, that's also a Pink song, but by Mandy Moore.
Uh-huh.
Now Walk Me Home featured on the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack.
Mandy Moore could have did Weigh You, and I probably
hated it less. Wait a minute. I was prepared to really just like be completely disgusted that you claimed that this was an urban jam. And nigga from the little and the top. I'm like, wait, not this retro Mariah intro. Even when I try, I can't let go. Something in your eyes touches my soul. And every night I see you in my dreams. That's my jam. Damn, I gotta go listen to that later while I clean.
Or you could just listen to Mandy Moore's Walk Me Home. It's the same song.
You know how on Spotify you can remove, or most streaming service, you know how you can remove a song from an album if you make it a playlist, and you can add another one. Maybe I'll replace Weigh You with that. And then one day I'm just gonna play it in succession and see how it vibes.
It hurts like hell going into Walk Me Home.
That was about Loretta Devine. That was that was her. That was her, one of her songs.
Anyway, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Well, we had a wonderful time with you this week. Yeah, we had a wonderful time with you this week. Make sure you enjoy our live cast of the JadenXD Variety Show on YouTube. It's free. Again, go to JadenXD.com. Sign up right now. You'll get all the information. Also, if you're a Patreon user, you will get exclusive stuff after the show.
Absolutely. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Western Time, 2 a.m. Central African Time.
Right. And again, if you miss it, you'll be able to watch it in perpetuity once it's re-edited and posted back on our channel. But until then, thank you for supporting, and we love you for listening. Adios, muchachos, muchachas, and muchachens.
Abuelito out.